pause to consider. The podcast where you put your busy day on pause to consider spiritual encouragement and wisdom on your walk towards God's kingdom.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Sam Taylor, here to get you thinking about the Word of God. On September 26, 1983, Stanislav Petrov was working a typical shift as the officer on duty at a bunker housing the Soviet nuclear early warning system when the unexpected occurred. The early warning system detected an incoming ballistic missile, followed by four more, all coming from the United States. Even in the waning years of the Cold War, Soviet military doctrine dictated that any indication of inbound missiles warranted an immediate and mandatory nuclear assault on the United States and their allies. Failure to comply with the order to ensure mutually assured destruction could be met with severe punishment, including death. Yet Lieutenant Colonel Petrov, with no immediate evidence to support his theory, believed the alert to be a false alarm and did not escalate the incident. His intuition proved to be correct, as it was a rare alignment of sunlight reflecting off high-altitude clouds and orbital satellites that caused the system to malfunction. Because of his courage to disobey Soviet military doctrine and his ability to keep a cool head with only limited information, this incident thankfully did not escalate into all-out nuclear war. Now, miscommunication and acting on limited information, these are activities as old as humanity itself. In one notable occasion in the Bible, Israel nearly went to war against the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh over a simple misunderstanding. Let's take a look at Joshua 22, verses 10 through 14 to set the stage. And when they came to the region of the Jordan, that is in the land of Canaan, the people of Reuben and the people of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by the Jordan, an altar of imposing size. And the people of Israel heard it said, "Behold, the people of Reuben and the people of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built the altar at the frontier of the land of Canaan, in the region about the Jordan on the side that belongs to the people of Israel." And when the people of Israel heard it, the whole assembly of the people of Israel gathered at Shiloh to make war against them. Then the people of Israel sent to the people of Reuben and the people of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh in the land of Gilead, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, and with him 10 chiefs, one from each of the tribal families of Israel, every one of them the head of a family among the clans of Israel. Once this delegation arrived, Phinehas was overcome with passion and accused the tribes of worshiping false gods in verses 16 through 20. But what he thought was happening wasn't the case at all. Let's go a bit further down to Joshua 22, verses 22 through 27, to see what actually happened. "The Mighty One, God, the Lord. The Mighty One, God, the Lord. He knows, and let Israel itself know. If it was in rebellion or in breach of faith against the Lord, do not spare us today for building an altar to turn away from following the Lord. Or if we did so to offer burnt offerings or grain offerings or peace offerings on it, may the Lord himself take vengeance. No, but we did it from fear that in time to come your children might say to our children, 'What have you to do with the Lord, the God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a boundary between us and you, you people of Reuben and people of Gad. You have no portion in the Lord.' So your children might make our children cease to worship the Lord. Therefore, we said, 'Let us now build an altar, not for burnt offering, nor for sacrifice, but to be a witness between us and you, and between our generations after us, that we do perform the service of the Lord in his presence with our burnt offerings and sacrifices and peace offerings. So your children will not say to our children in time to come, 'You have no portion in the Lord.'" While Israel initially thought these tribes were making an altar for false worship, the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh built it as a monument to affirm their devotion to God. Though their heart was in the right place, looking to address false worship, their presumption of bad intentions nearly led to genocide because they didn't have all the facts. And even our best intentions, without collecting all the information, can lead to disastrous consequences for ourselves and our brothers and sisters in Christ. Had the leaders of Israel gone into the situation seeking to understand rather than accuse, it's doubtful the situation would have gotten to this point. Thankfully, the other tribes recognized their presumption and went back to their homes in peace. But we don't have to be stationed in a Soviet bunker to understand snap judgments tend to lead to poor decisions. If we rely on our impulses, we're far more likely to make wrong decisions than if we pause to collect ourselves first. Think about your daily life. When was the last time you got a text or an email from someone that sounded like they were upset because you didn't have intonation to give you context? Did you muster yourself up for war? Or did you realize you didn't have all the information you needed? Or what if you heard about a rumor of someone you knew acting badly? Would you immediately write off someone you cared about? Or would you seek them out to understand their perspective? These are just two interactions where we can easily jump to conclusions without realizing it. So how do we overcome this impulse? An answer can be found for us in James chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. Anger based on our presumptions and desire to be right will never create an environment that glorifies God. In addition to being quick to hear and slow to speak, James encourages us to receive the word of God with meekness in our heart. Now, meekness is another way to say teachable. In other words, our goal should be to enter every conversation, every interaction with the belief that we have something new to learn from anyone we're talking to, even when we think we know everything. And when we go into every interaction with our hand on that giant red button to launch our counterattack, we can't be surprised when there's fallout afterwards. But if we go into a conversation with the intention of learning rather than accusing, we give God the opportunity to work within us and with anyone we're interacting with. If we allow space for the peace of God's word to permeate our minds when we instinctively assume the worst, we'll be able to assume positive intent from not just our brothers and sisters in Christ, but from others around us as well. So to wrap up our time together, let's reflect on these words from the Apostle Paul from Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17, to help us develop that Christ-like mentality within ourselves and within each other. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I want to thank you for listening to another devotion here on Pause to Consider. If you enjoyed this episode, I hope you share it with your friends or with your loved ones. If you have any feedback, I'd love to hear it. You can reach out to me at pausetoconsiderpodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me on my Instagram or Facebook media pages for Pause to Consider. But above anything else, I just hope this episode was helpful for you. And I pray that God will be with you until we meet again, whether it be on our next episode or in God's kingdom. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Pause to Consider. I'm Levi, and I wanted to be sure you've heard about a few other podcasts in the WCF network. I am actually one of the co-hosts on a show called A Little Faith, where we explore faith breakdowns and buildups with different people who have very powerful stories to tell. That's A Little Faith. Tom and Naomi are exploring how we interact in our ecclesial relationships in From the Platform. It's a very in-depth series that is incredibly helpful for understanding and developing compassion and better listening practices. You can find both of those wherever you get your podcasts or our website, wcfoundation.org/podcasts. Have a great week.